This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So some of you have been considering taking your kids out of school because of the COVID vaccine mandates, although I think those mandates are going to be going away. We're going to kind of talk about that soon. But there's also been a lot of concern of what is being taught in schools. There's this rumor, and you know, we could debate it if needed, but there's this, shall we say, concern that schools are becoming propaganda machines where kids go there and rather than learning how to add and multiply and, read books and all that, that they are going to be inundated with liberalism and inundated with all sorts of woke topics, and the basics don't get taught. And as I've seen some of this happen on the college campuses, I haven't witnessed it so much in the younger settings. One is because my kids were younger and it wasn't really as woke a time as it is now. But two, because, you know, my kids did go to private school. I went to public school for years, but because of the overcrowding and because of, you know, there are stalkers and people that, you know, kind of get just too close to me on, in terms of coming into my house with the show, I wanted to make sure the kids were a little protected. And, I hate that, but a lot of us, sadly, in show business have to, you know, somehow separate the kids, you know, from people that, like I said, entered my house for crying out loud. So many people who are looking at pulling their kids out of school say, look, if my tax dollars are going to this, where kids are getting COVID shots when they're not supposed to, you know, kids are being told they're racist when they're five and they don't know what that means, I'd rather go to private school and have my money go into that. So it's going to be a continual debate. Apparently, a bunch of university professors, and let me see which this is hundreds of university professors, I guess all across, wrote an open letter on K-12 mathematics, and they slammed a, quote, woke math movement that eliminates calculus in favor of social justice principles. They say the curriculum leaves kids unprepared for higher education and puts the U.S. at a global disadvantage. Now, this was published December 6th. Signed by 746 math teachers and professors, including those from Ivy League schools. And the letter is taking aim at a proposed curriculum in California called the California Mathematics Framework. They seek to shift away from rigorous math courses to help close the achievement gap, which seeks to shift away from rigorous courses to help close, the achievement gap faced by underprivileged students, specifically those who are black, Hispanic, or from low-income families. Now, that statement right there, if that's what schools are saying, is racist because they're saying people who are black, Hispanic, low-income can't do calculus. They can do calculus. So, you got to be very, very careful because you're implying that, you know, somebody who isn't white can't do a certain math task. That's not, you know, give kids the same opportunity, increase opportunities. Don't take away a subject because you think a race won't be able to tackle it. That's racist. According to the California, the Professors Coalition, they say we are deeply concerned about the unintended consequences of recent well-intentioned approaches to reform mathematics education. Such frameworks aim to reduce achievement gaps by limiting the availability of advanced mathematical courses to middle schoolers and beginning high schoolers. Such reforms superficially seem successful at reducing disparities at the high school level, but they are merely kicking the can to college. Which means that if somebody goes into college, they can't take calculus. My son, he's Caucasian. He didn't do calculus in high school. He wasn't ready for it. If he's not ready for it and he didn't go through the classes, he doesn't go into calculus until he's ready. And was it because of his race? I mean, math wasn't his thing. So that don't get let people who want to access it, access it. It's very confusing why they're doing what they're doing. So the Supreme Court, I believe today, is going to consider whether states that give money to parents for their children's high school tuition are allowed to exclude schools offering a religious education. A lot of parents are putting their kids in private school. Many of the private schools are Catholic or Jewish or... And so if they want to use funds that they put for taxes into the school system and they want to use it for a private school, in recent years, a lot of states are like, nope, you can't because they teach religion and we're separating church and state. So according to NBC News, the court has been especially receptive to claims of religious discrimination. It ruled last year that when states make tuition money generally available, they cannot exclude schools that are run by religious institutions. In that case, it involved a school program in Montana. Some justices questioned whether there was a meaningful difference between discrimination based on a school's religious status and that based on a school's use of government money to teach religion. They say we acknowledge the point but need not examine it here. Now the court has agreed to examine the question in a case from Maine that invites the justices to take the next step and say schools cannot be excluded even if they offer religious instruction. The state makes tuition money available to families in areas that do not have public high schools to use the money to pay for attendance at public or private schools in other communities. But the schools cannot be sectarian, defined by the state as those that promote a particular faith or belief system and teach material through the lens of this faith. Two sets of parents sued, claiming the program violates their religious freedom. David and Amy Carson sent their daughter to Bangor Christian School and were therefore not able to receive the state tuition money. So, you know, this is the reason why this is going to be, like I said, more of an issue is parents are going to be pulling their kids out of regular public school if they don't like what's being taught. And then does that mean taxpaying dollars can go for private schools or not? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so some of you want to know what the hell is going on with the Omicron variant and our vaccines, as it is just, I don't know, I just think as we keep going through this, it's just one cluster after another. So today there was a big headline coming out of Pfizer saying, oh, our shot works. Of course, Pfizer's going to say that. Of course, you know. But I have my opinion on it. I have my opinion on the booster, and I'm actually a fan of the booster. But, you know, it's very frustrating to people who for years and for decades were told that pharmaceutical companies were bad, and evil. Then all of a sudden they had to go ahead and get the vaccine from the same Pfizer or the same companies that Bernie Sanders called crooks. And then, you know, headlines come out saying, oh, our vaccine will work. Our vaccine will work. Take it. You know, and we're not stupid. We completely understand that the government bought, might have even overpurchased vaccines. And if we don't use them, it looks really, really bad that other countries that didn't get vaccines lost out because America bought them. They're sitting there. A lot of Americans aren't getting their boosters. And it just looks bad all the way around. So there is this big push to get the booster. And I personally wish that the booster was already fine-tuned and fine-tweaked. I've said this before. These mutations are so common. The N501Y, the E484K, these are common mutations that help the infectivity, help it escape immunity, and nobody has fine-tuned the vaccine. Why? Because we bought all of the original one. And there's so much of that, and there's not enough time to go through the whole regulatory process with the FDA, and the mandates really put a monkey wrench into people's attitudes towards the shots in government that they really should have approached just like the flu shot. They should have said, all right, guys, every year you're going to need a new flu shot. We're going to put it out there. We understand that only 50% of the country want to get it. Most likely 50% were also going to get the COVID, maybe even more. But they went through all this to try to hit the 70%. And it's very interesting because some days I'm hearing that we are 70%+ at the herd immunity mark. And then I think the other day I heard we're almost at 70%. Can somebody just tell us, are we at 70% or not? The reason why they can is because the immunity wanes. So when it comes to Omicron, so now we have this new variant. Everybody started to panic. They started to do travel bans. The countries who first brought it up, like South Africa, are like, you're punishing us now, really? So now I think everybody's being hush-hush. And so immediately after Omicron came out, the next week everybody's like, it's mild, don't worry about it. Yet in America, they're like, but go get your booster. Go get your booster. And so today's headline is Pfizer's like, yeah, the booster will work, even though we've been told for the last week or two that the booster won't work. So this is what's going on. Two doses of the Pfizer COVID vaccine is not going to necessarily prevent Omicron infections, but it can protect against serious illness. You keep in mind, the Delta variant is still the main variant in America, and I do believe that our COVID vaccine from Pfizer and Moderna and even Johnson & Johnson helps some in terms of preventing serious illness. But they say boosters could stop the disease of, quote-unquote, any severity caused by the variant. And this is obviously coming from the horse's mouth. This is coming from the company that makes it. So obviously there's going to have to be studies done by non-conflicting interest parties to be able to put people's minds at ease that it's being objective. So Pfizer said that two doses may still offer protection against severe disease caused by Omicron, but warned antibody levels among the double vaccinated dropped 25-fold against the new strain, which has obviously started to be pretty chaotic back in South Africa. Three injections, however, they say provide a, quote, more robust defense against the variant that will better protect people over the winter and prevent the spread of COVID. Preliminary data shows a third Pfizer vaccine triggers a similar antibody response to Omicron as two doses against the previous strains, but it boosts T cell levels, offering the immune system an extra boost to protect against severe disease. So what I think is going on is the vaccine might not be very specific. But the one thing I've noticed in myself, and I've noticed in vaccine recipients, is they didn't really seem to get a lot of other cold-type illnesses. So when you get a vaccine, it's obviously boosting a more generalized immune system. And so if you are really that fearful of Omicron, I think the booster will help. Might not be very specific, but I think it'll help. But this is what keeps coming up, and this is what I can't answer for you guys, and I wish I could. People are saying, why don't we just get Omicron? Dr. Dahlia, if we get Omicron, then we have that natural immunity added to our artificial immunity. I get it. Personally, I think we've already been exposed. But I'm only bringing up boosters or vaccines to prevent serious illness. I think the person thinking, look, we might need to, in order to get through this, have both immunities. I think you're right, because that's what the studies are showing. The studies are showing those who have been exposed or convalescent have improved, seem to have the strongest sort of immunity. The problem is I've known some doctors who technically were exposed that still, it almost laid them out. It almost destroyed them. So the older versions. So if you are at all possibly at risk, and unfortunately we all could be at risk, I would still get the vaccine, I would still get the booster. But us being exposed to these variants is probably going to help us. That in fact, those of you that have been vaccinated, that have been going to work with fevers and colds that shouldn't have, you've already been exposing others. We know vaccinated people carry the virus. So there's a chance that we are already having natural immunity. Are they going to tell us how much credit that gets? I don't know. But where we have issues are the hospitalizations. That's what's driving public policy. That's what's driving mandates. So in terms of hospitalization, they say the overall, the 7-day average number of people hospitalized of COVID-19 has risen by nearly 12,000, 29% since November 10th. 40,000 people were currently in the hospitals, according to the CDC. By December 5th, an average of 52,000 were hospitalized. Apparently, the highest figure was in Michigan. Hospitalizations rose in Ohio, Pennsylvania, and also Indiana. So we are seeing, sadly, the hospitalizations go up, and they are going up because of COVID. Now, why is that? So people want to know, well, what the hell is going on here? If we're vaccinated, if we have had natural immunity, what's going on? Well, we have people who have strong immune systems. We have people who have weak immune systems. We also have people who do stupid that might be purposely putting themselves at risk. But what we seriously have, and I want to look at, oh, they're not giving us, they're only saying there's about 14,000 who are serious critical. I think there's a little bit more in our ICU. The one thing that nobody's talking about is we're having concurrent medical issues in people that are also COVID positive. So we might be also having flu. We might be also having people with heart disease. We might be having people also with pneumonia. My guess is a lot of these people hospitalized and not only have COVID, but they have other things as well. So I want you to get your pneumonia shot. I want you to get your flu shot. Nobody's talking about the pneumonia vaccine. Why the hell aren't they? Why aren't we urging people get their pneumonia vaccine when they qualify with their age or their medical conditions? It's all about the COVID vaccine right now. And so I think we're doing a disservice if we're not being completely honest. If I was any sort of public official, health official in that role, I would say, look, I don't think Pfizer is completely wrong, because we are seeing people with boosters not get sick. We are seeing some sort of warding off of, you know, these viruses. And so I would think that it would offer you some protection. But the big question people have is, do I take the risk? Right? Should I try to get as much natural immunity as possible and not just rely on artificial immunity? And the reason why nobody's giving you a straight answer is because if anybody gets on a microphone and says, go ahead and get this on your own to get natural immunity, and you die, or you get a myocarditis from the virus, or you get Guillain-Barré from the virus, or you get long COVID, you could sue. You can't sue if you ever reacted to the vaccine, but you could sue if somebody says, go get sick, go get the virus. And that's why you don't have doctors say that. But I'm telling you right now, for those of you who are like, I really want a natural immunity, my guess is if you went running around after you got vaccinated, you probably have been exposed. Okay? 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican of Georgia, and fellow Republican lawmakers Matt Gaetz, Louis Gohmert, and Paul Gosar held a news conference on Tuesday to share a report on the cruel treatment in the D.C. jail. Greene and her fellow lawmakers released their findings that detail the treatment of defendants jailed for their participation in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol.
They have been beaten by the guards. They are called white supremacists. There's more outrageous things happening there. They're denied time with their attorneys.
Democratic leaders at both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue in the nation's capital declined to comment on a new analysis of IRS data showing former President Donald Trump's 2017 tax cuts benefited middle-class taxpayers significantly more than those in the top income brackets. This is USA Radio News. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem wants to earmark federal funds for pay raises and boosting infrastructure.
Republican South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem laid out a plan on Tuesday to spend an unprecedented amount of money in raises for state employees, teachers, and health care providers, as well as shore up infrastructure projects. South Dakota is receiving billions of dollars in federal pandemic relief. Noem also recommended saving 14% of budget reserves. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A federal judge set July 18th as a tentative date for the trial of Steve Bannon over contempt of Congress charges on Tuesday. Bannon pleaded not guilty to contempt of Congress charges on November 17th. Outside the courtroom then, he put the Democrats on notice.
I'm telling you right now, this is going to be the misdemeanor from hell for Merrick Garland, Nancy Pelosi, and Joe Biden.
He cited executive privilege. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, ding dong, the witch is dead. People think that the COVID vaccine mandate is dead. We got to hold our horses. It's not dead yet. But apparently it got one of its final blows by another federal judge, this one out of South Carolina. So we're being told by MSN
that a federal judge on yesterday blocked the last of the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine mandates for business, saying the government exceeded its authority with the requirement that millions of employees of federal contractors be inoculated. So this ruling obviously is a huge setback for Joe Biden, and he had announced a series of measures in September, including mandates. And Republican South Carolina Attorney General Alan Wilson, who joined the lawsuit, said abuse of power by the Biden administration has been stopped cold again. So who gets credit is U.S. District Judge Stan Baker in Savannah, Georgia. Now, this is, guys, where's the trick, okay? The vaccine mandate can be revived if Congress allows it. Even though you and I are looking at this going, you can't force somebody to inject something in their body that could have a risk factor. Every judge that I think I'm seeing that has been blocking these mandates are doing it under the premise that the president overstepped their boundaries. And every judge says Congress never authorized it. So this is where it gets tricky. For those of you thinking COVID mandates are now going to be a thing of the past, If Congress decides to turn around and push it, then that's going to be a lot harder to fight. And so this is going to be very, very interesting because the midterms are going to probably unless Congress tries to push this through before the midterms will then decide what happens in terms of people's liberties with what gets injected into their body. And I am very, very concerned because what if the government wants population control? They say public health, guys, we have food shortages. We have too much crime. We have overcrowding. For public health, we need population control. Are they going to force people to get shots of birth control? I mean, you know what? You know, in the name of public health, it seems like there's still this charging of public health officials and politicians to be able to do anything under the guise of public health, even though vaccinated individuals are spreading the disease as well. So this is not easy. So the latest lawsuit was filed by Georgia, Alabama, Indiana, Kansas, South Carolina, Utah, and West Virginia, as well as a trade group for building contractors. And the rule required contractors to have employees fully vaccinated by January 18th. Biden's executive order applied to newly awarded contracts. The government has been asking suppliers to agree to amend existing contracts to insert the vaccine requirement. The contractor requirement was meant to improve efficiency among government suppliers by reducing outbreaks, but it even included those working remotely. So yesterday's ruling by Judge Baker, who was an appointee of President Donald Trump, shut down temporarily the last remaining business mandates that Biden has announced. Courts have found the government overstepped its authority in imposing the rules. Now, the litigation will likely continue for months and could revive the rules. 83% of U.S. adults have received at least one shot. Last month in New Orleans, federal appeals shut down the requirement for businesses with at least 100 employees to get their workers vaccinated. So people are split. And when I've been asked, well, what about private business? Can private business still mandate? They can. I'm being told that about 57% of private businesses, because of the federal rule, I'm not saying they're going to do this on their own volition, but because of Biden's rule, already implemented a mandate, and private businesses could still do that. There's a lot of hospitals that say you can't work here unless you get the flu shot, and they have a right. A private entity has that right. The problem is when the government comes in saying, yeah, but you know, if you don't want to work for that business, you just then quit, don't work for that business. The problem is when a mandate covers every business in that sector, you're screwed. You know, I mean, if you're in healthcare and every hospital has been threatened to lose their Medicare or Medicaid funding if they don't get the shot, well, then you have no choice. you are basically being blackmailed into having something injected. And mind you, I think the vaccines work. I think the vaccines protect against COVID. But if the vaccines do not protect against Omicron, if people can risk side effects, you can't mandate it. If people can still spread COVID, even vaccinated, you can't let vaccinated individuals go into a restaurant and unvaccinated not, because the vaccinated people are spreading it also. You can't discriminate. So these mandates have been now tools and weapons to discriminate, to get people fired, and that is an overreach. It is. So will COVID vaccine mandates die? I don't know. If the average company says, you know what, my employee's vaccinated, I vaccinated, they're going to be ticked if I reverse it, we'll keep it, they're going to keep it. But what I am hearing, very interestingly, is a lot of companies do not want to lose their workers. They don't. And so many of my patients who are not vaccinated, I've asked them, are you still able to work? They go, yeah, my boss helped me with an exemption. So as long as there's that out, that exemption, people might not be able to lose their job. And it all depends on their boss. If their boss is like, we don't want exemptions, we don't want to have to test you, we're out, there's a chance you're not going to keep that employment. But if the boss is like, we need us all hands on deck, that I don't care what Biden says, I need you working here, so fine. If you have an exemption, show it to me. If you're having trouble, let us know. Then that means they're putting you for, they want you to be able to work there. And again, you know, when somebody goes, well, Dr. Dahlia, aren't you worried about COVID? Aren't you worried about their lives? Look, I've recommended vaccine, but if somebody has worked in a hospital since January 2020, and they haven't died of COVID yet, I mean, my guess is they got some super immunity. And let people show their immunity. In Denmark, one of the reasons why people are sharing COVID-infected lollipops is people can get out of the vaccine if they show they have some immunity. I think the lollipop idea is stupid. Don't do that. Don't try to purposely get sick. But if some of us have been exposed to COVID and we have immunity, let us show it. Let us show we have immunity, because that's the whole purpose. That was my problem with the mandates, is, you know, it's interesting, because years ago, people would come in, with their kids ready to go to college. They go, I need to show proof of immunity, or that they got the vaccine. And I lost my kid's vaccine record. Can you run the blood test? So I ran the blood test. You'd see the titers. The college would take it. That made sense. People lose their cards. There's fake cards. All you care about is, does the person have antibodies? So then why don't you let people show the antibodies? So vaccine mandates might be really struggling right now. But if an employer goes, no, this is what I want, if Congress ends up pushing something through where it gets mandated, then vaccine mandates are going to come back. And they will come back, because we already have some precedent set with childhood vaccines, which I support. But, you know, if the COVID vaccine gets mandated, then the boosters are going to get mandated, then the flu shot is going to get mandated, and it really is going to depend on the court system. And it'll really depend on again, Congress. I don't know if Congress will pass it. I know so many Democrats and liberals that are anti-vaccine and conservatives that are pro, and there's more Democrats in Congress. So I don't know if it's going to pass. So for now, I should say mandates are on life support. 1-877-DAFELI.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. So we have the baby boomers. We have the traditionalists who are older than them. But most of the people online are baby boomers. And then we got the Gen X's, which are me. Then we have the millennials. And then we have the Gen Z's. And then we have the Generation Alpha. So the alphas are born between 2000... The alphas are 2010 on up. The Gen Zs are 1995 to 2010. The millennials are 1980 to 1995. The Gen Xs are 1965 to 1980, born year. The baby boomers, 1946 to 1965. And then the traditionalists were before 1946. Although it was interesting, when I grew up, I was told anybody post-World War II was a baby boomer. So if daddy came home in 1942 on leave and mommy got pregnant, that child was a baby boomer. But they've said recently that it's if you were born after the war, after 1945 and 1946. All right, so, and every generation thinks their generation was better. Okay, we all had our work cut out for us. We had parents or grandparents of wars or depression. And so our upbringing all had kind of some different takes. And so by the time the millennials or the Gen Zs came, a lot of us older folk are like, oh, you guys are so spoiled. Yet I look at the Gen Zs and now Generation Alpha as really having their own set of issues because of all the tech, because of all the cyber, a lack of cyber protection, because of the lack of nuclear family, because of they have a different set of circumstances. They might have two fathers. They might have, you know, multiple people raising them. They might have, you know, no books in the house, but they have headaches and nearsightedness because they're always on a computer. So there's tons of different changes everybody has, and that might be an advantage or a disadvantage. But the one thing that I think everybody seems to agree upon is that their childhood was harder than the next one, even though they might not be correct. So I think, you know, I didn't have iPhones. I had to actually go to the library, and I had to actually look things up and use the Dewey Decimal System. So you asking Alexa to look up something for your project, oh, boo-hoo. Okay, you're not going to get any sympathy from me. So circulating online has been some advice for some of the younger folk. And a lot of the Gen Zs or the Zoomers, and they hate being called that, are like, really, people? Okay, Boomer. And I get it. I get why they're upset. But I've seen this piece of advice. And I'm going to give you the list of something that has been going viral for years. But headlines were made because a father was ticked. A father took to social media furious that a job handed this out to his young daughter. And at first I read the headline, and this is being reported by Daily Mail, you know, how a young woman was told this is how she has to be in her place. And it was a cruel list of rules to live by that his daughter had to follow, and he found it disgusting. So I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, is it like some of the stuff we saw in the 50s where women would get spanked by their husbands in these ads, or they had to be a good wife, or they had to make sure they didn't stink or shave their legs, and there were things, you know, I thought that's what he was talking about, and it's the same list that's been online. So why are some parents upset? And I want you guys to kind of rule, you know, teach me, because I'm not really sure as to what I'm missing here. So his daughter resigned. He said, kid recently left her job at a local retailer, which employs mostly 16-year-olds to pay under minimum wage. This is a letter she received from the boss when she arrived on her first day of work. So rule number one, life is not fair. Get used to it! ! That I don't see anything wrong with that. Life isn't fair. Now, I get it, a Gen Z is like, okay, I know life isn't fair. I get that. I'm not stupid. So maybe because it's condescending, but I don't think that's why people are having an issue with it. I think people are having an issue with it because it's negative. Well, no, life isn't fair. Life is all about trauma, drama, bad things happening. Life is about death. Life is about heartache. Life is about, you could choose to see it in a lens of life is about love. Life is about being with people as long as you can. Or you could look at it as a lens as, you know, whoever I have right now is going to be gone one day. But life is not fair. Rule number two, the world won't care about your self-esteem. The world will expect you to accomplish something before you feel good about yourself. Yeah, I mean, maybe it's a little harsh, but they're right. Just because I'm Dahlia Wax doesn't mean I should get all these accolades. I have to earn it. I have to get my degree. I had to years and years and years put into journalism and media and build a career. I had to earn your respect. I had to earn, you know, I had to earn that responsibility. You can't just be, you know, somebody. You have to do something. Rule number three, you will not make 60 grand a year right out of high school. You won't be a vice president with a car and a phone until you earn both. That's right. If you think your teacher is tough, wait till you get a boss. That's true. I mean, I kind of tell my kids the same thing. I go, guys, I know you don't like your teacher, but what that's doing is it's prepping you for your boss. You're going to have bosses like I've had that are just completely out of their mind, possibly certifiable. You need to be able to handle it, still navigate. That's, you know. Flipping burgers is not beneath your dignity. Amen. I flipped burgers. Your grandparents had a different word for burger flipping. They called it opportunity. That's rule number five. What's wrong with that? That's true. When I got a job at Jack in the Box, that supported me. I made about $4 an hour. I was so grateful to flip burgers. I still don't see what's wrong with that. Rule number six, if you mess up, it's not your parents' fault, so don't whine about your mistakes. Learn from them. Rule number seven, before you were born, your parents weren't as boring as they are now. They got that way from paying bills, cleaning your clothes, listening to you talk about how cool you thought you were. So before you save the rainforest from the parasites of your parents' generation, try delousing the closet in your own room. I get that's harsh, but it's right. You know, the reason why I'm not listening to loud music and I'm not, you know, smoking a joint is because I got responsibilities. So it's not that I'm uncool. It's that I can't do that. I got responsibilities. My kids understand that. I'm going to give this to my kids and see if they're insulted by it or not. I don't think they will. Your school may have done away with the winners and losers, but life has not. In some schools, they have abolished failing grades, and they will give you as many times as you want to get the right answer. This doesn't bear the slightest resemblance to anything in real life. So that's right. I'm hearing there are even medical schools that'll just let you retake the test. Just retake the test until you pass. Okay, the problem is when you're doing surgery, you only have one time. If you have a diagnosis, if you have to diagnose somebody, you only get one shot. So I get that we're trying to help people and accommodate, but if they can't pass the test, that means they can't do the work. That's a problem. Life is not divided into semesters. You don't get summers off, and very few employers are interested in helping you find yourself. Do that on your own time. I think there's some typos on that. I agree. Like, my kids, like, well, it's the summer. I'm like, just because school gives you 3 months off, nobody has 3 months off. Maybe teachers do, but still, we all have to work during the summer. We all have to work. Summer vacation, we can't afford a 3 month vacation. Maybe we can afford to go away for a weekend. So I agree with that. I guess I don't know what I'm missing here. Rule number 10, television is not real life. In real life, people actually have to leave the coffee and go to jobs. Number 11, be nice to nerds. Chances are you'll end up working for one. What am I missing here? How is that advice bad? You're going to work for a nerd. Don't be making fun of other people.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.